This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Listen, you guys know I'm a little high maintenance with certain things. And, you know, with my hair, oh my God, especially. I have difficult hair. And the only products I use are Way. Now, here's the thing. I like something high-end. You know, I'm a little bit of a diva. But I have found that most high-end hair products cost so much freaking money. Well, not Way. I love their detox shampoo. It smells so freaking good. It helps with oiliness and unwanted shine. I also use their anti-dandruff shampoo. Listen, I'll admit it. It's great. It fights flakes. It also smooths my scalp. And it's so gentle. It doesn't irritate. Their scalp serum. Oh my God. So that's my favorite. That's a daily product. You can use it day or night. I use it in the morning. And it just helps. It leaves your hair so, it smells so good. It leaves your hair stronger and fuller. Healthy, happy hair starts here. So go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROPE for 15% off your entire purchase. That's THEOUAI.com. Use code VELVETROPE and you'll get 15% off. You will love these hair care products and you can thank me later. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the Velvet Rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are with Miss Sarah Frazier.
Oh my God, David, sorry. I'm noshing on some Bear apple chips. It's a little ASMR for our listeners or a complete annoyance because when I chewed gum that one time, people were like, tell her to get the gum out of her mouth. She's a professional.
I remember that. I remember they were not happy with you.
We just talk. So we have so much insight. I get hungry.
I get it. Now, mind you, you know, if I say to you not to eat, they'll say I'm being rude to you because that's what some dumb motherfucker keeps saying. So to that motherfucker, I say, I have 10 inches. Fucking kneel down and suck it, bitch. Okay. I mean, seriously, keep your fucking comments to yourself. They don't fall on deaf ears, but they do because nothing will change. So suck my dick. There you go. Like, I'm being mean and I don't even realize.
Some form of customer service.
I'm being zero. Mean. Like, I don't even realize. Yeah, now listen, this is not, this is not, as you told me, it's show business. It's not show friends. This is not show request of the week. Okay. This is our show. So your comments will not change anything. I just sat down. I had the pleasure of sitting down for a second time with the icon comedian that is Judy Gold. Great comedian. Yes. She's like, if you don't like what I have to say on stage, shut the fuck up, get the fuck out of the audience and stop fucking listening. So to everyone who doesn't like what I'm saying, I don't give a fuck. Not even one. Sarah, like literally, I don't even give.
You told everyone to suck your 10 inches.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not even paying attention. I'm literally doing something else at the same time. I don't care.
I think it's fine now. And, you know, people have so many choices. So I always say to people, if I eat your cup of tea, fine. And, you know, people do this to me too now all the time. And they come for, I don't know if they come for you too. I know they do, you know, but people go, oh, I see you follow, you know, I don't know, some conservative, or I see you, liberal. People always make it political now. They always, Jordan Peterson. I see you follow Jordan Peterson. He's this, he's that. Unfollow me. I don't care.
I've been telling everyone.
I don't care. I don't care anymore. Like I used to.
No, like, don't care.
Oh my God, am I because they're transphobic? Or by the way, he's not transphobic. He said this like a million times, but people label him as that. So
two things get to be true. And by the way, I've been telling everyone off because like I'll post like, you know, we just talked about recently. I don't know what we talked about. We talked about Kelly and Rick or something. So someone will respond and they'll be like,
yeah,
they'll be like, Kelly Dodd, MAGA. And I'm like, and I respond, like, I'm not commenting on my politics, but I'm like, doesn't Kelly, first of all, Kelly should come back on this show right away because I defend her all the time. I'm like, Kelly can vote for whoever she fucking wants. That is how the world works. Everyone can support whoever they, so I'm just like, I'm getting mad for Kelly. Not even, it's always about politics. I'm not even inserting myself in this political argument. I'm like, Kelly can vote for whoever she fucking wants, as could everybody listening to the show in any country that they are. So I'm like you. And I'm like, if you don't like my response, fuck off. Unfollow.
People write that about me too. Why are you following Kelly Dodd?
You follow whoever you want. You follow whatever conservative you want. You're entitled. You're a fucking human being. And guess what, everybody?
Well, I like to see what other people have to say on all sides. I mean, you know, but it's just, it's amazing. It's like, I don't know. What drives me nuts is like the audience, not all, because most of our fans are awesome. So I hate that we should focus on our good fans. But it just, it's like, they almost feel like they got you when they write.
Yes, like, that's why.
You follow Kelly Dodd, that Matt. And I'm like, you think you've got the gut and like, get the fuck off. I don't care. You know,
that's when I tell them
saying like, oh, I follow Jordan Peterson. Go fuck yourself. You think this matter? Like go try to get somebody you think could be gotten. Like I don't, it's so crazy. They always feel like they've got you. Like
that's when I tell them to fuck off. That's exactly it. When they're like, huh? Ooh, he loves Sutton and Rinna and he's not happy with Garcelle's behavior last night. It's like, oh, you think you got me? Okay, bitch, just call it out. You're saying I'm racist, but guess what? Yeah, I do have a fucking problem with Garcelle's behavior last night. Guess what? Kelly's MAGA. I love Kelly Dodd. Right. It's the same thing. It's like, when you think you got me, I'm like, gotten, guilty as charged, unfollow me. Yeah. It's like they're trying. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not implying you are. You are, you're, be honest, you, this is what you're trying
just
to
say
imply.
It. This is what you're implying.
And then I say, I'm like, FYI, I have something to say. Your attempt to cancel me has been canceled. That's like officially my line. Your attempt to cancel me has been canceled. So, but I do agree. Most of our fans are great, but right. Guess what? Whatever you think you're going to get me on, you've got me. Yeah, I admit it. I admit all of it. I am not going to be Melissa Gorga in 13 years that says that I came on the show and Teresa knew I was coming on. And all of a sudden, we're going to realize Teresa never knew and I've been lying to you. No, there's no lies here. Just ask, sweetie. I got nothing to hide. You don't like it? Move on along. Go clean your asshole out down the fucking street. Okay.
Okay, but shout out to everyone that loves us because there's way more love. There's
yes,
more love.
Yes, you guys, most everybody loves us. Just awesome. Every now and then, one motherfucker. But most of you guys love us and we love you. We're not fake. That's why you love us. Where? I know where you are. Oh, can we start with something happy?
Oh, yes. I guess it's happy. Yes. Let's shift it to something happy. Yes.
Everyone is in Paris where they were two weeks ago for Fashion Week. So I don't know if you saw this too. Sutton was just with LVP in Paris.
Okay.
They had a dinner. I mean, Sutton's for Pat, and then Rinna.
So shady, so messy. So maybe Rinna is right. Remember when Rinna said like Garcelle and Sutton, this is a challenge for you guys to be real and be as messy as you are. I mean, Sutton knew what she was doing posting that LVP pic. Messy. I'm like, oh, it's about to be a good season of Beverly Hills.
Well, every time, and I know Oliver works for Lisa, but every time Garcelle and Lisa, listen, you and I would do the same thing. If I'm going to dinner with LVP, I'm posting a picture. Like, this is just the world we live in. Like, yeah, you know that this one picture, and even if they run into each other, like, you know, look, why would you not post a pic that could incite so many people just for snapping the camera? And like, for all we know, they ran into each other. I don't know if it was an actual dinner. I couldn't really, but like, who cares? Like, that one picture will get, you know, Kyle riled up, if you know.
Oh, everybody,
do Jordy, it, do it. Yeah, Kyle, do it. Yeah.
You know, Erica, Jane, EJ, you know, I don't even know if EJ had a relationship with LVP prior, but you know, she's,
I don't think she's such a fan of LVP's now.
No.
Well, Erica says, you know, she even said when she was walking after she said Rinna was the goat, she's like, I give Kathy credit. Like, she showed up and faced it. She's like, she could have run away like a pussy bitch, like LVP. That's Erica. Erica's very much like, show up and deal with it, because look what I've had to deal with. So she's basically said like, she doesn't like LVP because she didn't show up at the reunion.
You think that photo though made LVP look desperate? Does it seem desperate from LVP's point of view? It doesn't from Sutton's, because it was just a good, you know, it was a touche, you know, it was a play by Sutton. But what do you, I don't know, it's beginning to look a little desperate. Like, it's kind of to me like LVP wants a little back in Beverly Hills.
You think? Because I think, like, this is, look, I think for right now, this is my honest opinion. I think for right now, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this and people will disagree. I think LVP for right now is kind of off brand for the show. Like, I don't even know if they would really want her back. Like, it's, but I do think if LVP called and said, I really want back on Beverly Hills, I actually think they would take her. So that's, to me, is why I don't think, like, the people here listening think, I think that LVP could go back any day she wants. I do think if she called, they truly would take her back. I do. So I don't think it looks desperate, but I don't think she's really on brand. Like, they don't need her right now. It's like, not this season, right? Like, I don't think they really need it. Everyone, we disagree. Rinna's gone. I don't know. It feels like to change the show, they're going to go with unknowns and just try to change it. So I don't really think it makes her look desperate, because I think if she really was like, no, I want an actual meeting at Craig's, at a table, at the Ivy, at, like, I want a meeting. I think I really want to do this. I think that they would start to really flesh out what that would look like and salaries. And I think she could go back, but I think they're thrilled that that's not being asked for, because I think they don't really need her right now. Not now. I think they want unknowns, like Robbie Williams' wife. I think they want to change the show.
I like her, by the way. You know, you'd sent me that, and there's like more rumors that she's joining. What's her name? Ida.
Do we know her though? Out of Robbie Williams' wife? I mean, people are acting like they know her. Should I know her? You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off, up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
big change in my life, which you guys know, I'm now splitting my time between New York and LA, and LA is a driving town, except I don't drive. So, you know, I'm taking Ubers everywhere, and I swear to you, this is not the place to complain, but these Uber drivers are so, why are we speeding up if the traffic light is going from yellow to red? And then we think we're going to make the light, but then you slam on the brakes. None of that matters because I have Relief Band. Before Relief Band, I used to get sick on a daily basis with a severe headache. Not anymore. Relief Band is the number one cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, even morning sickness. It's literally a band you wear on your wrist, and you can change the intensity depending upon how you are feeling to make it stronger or weaker. So if you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. Go to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET to get 20% off plus free shipping. Head to reliefband.com and use promo code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping. You all might think I make it look easy running this podcast, but 4 years later, I can tell you it hasn't been. The hardest part for me, honestly, has been hiring good people. I either can't find people that are qualified to do all these jobs that I need, editing, producing, or I find someone that qualified and then they leave me. It's not me, is it? I don't think so. But listen, now I can actually look forward to hiring because I have Indeed. It's really changed my life. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So I don't have to spend like multiple hours on different job sites and looking for people with the right skills. I have no spare time, if you haven't noticed. And what I love is their instant match. As soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of qualified candidates whose resumes on Indeed match my job description. So I can invite them all to apply in one place right away. Quick, quick, quick. That's how I need to work here, people. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, like here Behind the Velvet Rope, you have to make every dollar count. And that's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Visit Indeed.com/velvet to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet. Let me say it one more time. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application, pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, yeah, because I don't think that we would, but I do think she's kind of been in the British tabloids. Like, I think she's like a little, I don't think she's super messy, but I think she's, you know, I don't think she's shy.
Okay.
I don't think she is like, you know, she's used to fame. She's used to the spotlight. Robbie Williams is such a huge deal, like in the UK, like such a huge star. I don't know. I love it kind of. I really do. She's very attractive. Ida Field Williams is married to Robbie Williams. The couple have four kids and they live in Beverly Hills. I mean, he's a big deal. I like it. I like this a lot.
And she's what? They're like, him. How old are they? Like late 30s, early 40s?
No, he has to be 50, I bet.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. I mean, I thought they were different. Okay. I thought they were different, but okay. So, you know, but she's, I didn't realize she was messy.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's 48. She's 43.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Oh, 50. I don't know. I don't know people's age, people. Let's see. I think she's an actress. Oh, good call. Good call. We love an actress. Let's read a little. She's Turkish American actress. She was a regular on the British TV show Loose Women and a judge on the British X Factor alongside her husband, Robbie Williams.
Wow.
Oh, she grew up in LA. She's got a Turkish father, an American.
I'm sure. So, you know, they're going to like that. I'm sure she knows Kyle growing up in LA, right?
I bet. Yeah, I mean, she was a soap opera star on Days of Our Lives. Ooh, this is good. But has subsequently specialized in comedy roles. She's a regular on Blue Collar TV, guest starring in the sitcom Eve, and NBC Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Okay, this seems on brand.
I like her. It seems very on brand. Okay. Very, very.
Right?
In 2018, she joined X Factor UK judging panel alongside her husband, Robbie, the show creator, Simon Cowell, Louis Tomlinson, and replaced Sharon Osbourne. Okay. I don't hate it. I mean, I think, right, they're kind of, they know these soap opera stars. I feel like they're going to get good drama out of.
So that'll be good. So, all right. So, I mean, it sounds like she's a real possibility.
I think she's a real possibility.
Okay. I like her. So I think they're going to go in that direction. I personally think they're going to try to change the show, just like they're doing with Rachel Fuda and Danielle Cabral on New Jersey. And at the end of this season, I can say it again, Jersey is coming and we are going to change the cast. We are not going to get rid of Rachel Fuda. We are not going to get rid of Danielle Cabral. They're going to ease on in like Siggy did and Dolores and Margaret and Jennifer and Jackie. And we're going to get rid of Melissa, probably some others. I hate to say it. And we're going to go into the future with the new New Jersey. I think that's what's going to happen with Beverly Hills. This is the transition season. I don't think they're going to bring anyone back. I think they're going to take this Robbie Williams person, and I think they're going to take maybe like one other, and they're going to try to change the show. And then I think, you know, Dorit and Crystal, maybe we'll see how it goes, might be on the outskirts. Yeah, I like it. I like it, my friend. What else can we talk about? So that's that. And EJ, I haven't seen Erica in the shows. I've seen Rinna in the shows. Rinna had lunch or breakfast with Behind the Velvet Rope podcast guest Kelly Rutherford, a little Melrose Place reunion. I could not believe Megan Mancini and Taylor McBride. I had to comment how iconic that is. I think Rinna is on a little bit of a social media tour of like, she's not talking about the show. Like, I think Rinna is like, let me casually, subtly remind everybody like what it is like to actually be Lisa Rinna, you know, in Beverly Hills one day for lunch with Harry, Paris Fashion Week the next day, we're reconnecting with old friends. Oh yeah, we were on Melrose together. Let's not forget I'm a real actress, guys. Like, I just think the paparazzi is loving her. She's brought her fashion. I don't think Erica was invited to the shows. I only see Lisa in the shows, but people are asking, you know, how is Erica? I mean, Erica has lots of legal bills. How is it that, listen, you and I know how this works. The hotel they're staying at, I would venture, is $1,100 a night US, right? I would just venture. I mean, that's what Four Seasons here is. You want to go to Polo and go upstairs to Beverly Hills Hotel. That's about like $1,300. Like, I would imagine, let's just say $1,000 a night to keep it easy. There are every week, so like $7,000 plus rooms tax, $10,000. That's just for the hotel. Like, how is Erica affording to be there? She has her people with her. She has her glam. So I'm not even talking about victims. I'm not even talking about, because Erica's not charged with anything. I'm just talking about, you are paying for lawyers. So you make $1 million, let's just say, from Beverly Hills. That's already spent. Like, how are you there? Erica's living her life, girls. Go on.
Well, you're there probably maybe via credit card. I mean, we don't know what her credit card debt is. Maybe it's so high.
That's what I mean.
A couple of years, she'll declare bankruptcy. You don't know. She could be seeing somebody. I mean, it's always interesting. You know this. When you get to the next level of fame and money, there's a lot of people that will fund your lifestyle. Like weird people that come out of the, you know, like this, you know, you don't know that EJ doesn't have a new admirer who's a venture capitalist here in Beverly Hills, who, you know, is a divorcee. He's making several million dollars a year and he's giving her money. You know, I mean, you just don't, I think she's probably got some other funding from other places. You know, there's also that story that Tom Girardi's old friend had given her like $500,000 to legal fill. You know, you don't know. I think EJ is probably very well funded behind the scenes. I think she's very attractive. I mean, she's a ton of work, I know, but she's gorgeous. You know, she's this blonde, you know, men, whatever, you can hate on me, but I mean, men love that shit. They love a blonde. It doesn't matter if the blonde is 50 years old. They love a hot blonde. Men will do anything.
They don't care. Listen, this is,
they love it.
They don't care that she's 50. I mean,
they don't care.
No shade, but you know, you and I are both in the same town now. And we know what that is. It's like, you know, the 55-year-old with money that wants like 19, period.
Yeah, but yes, and there's mostly that. But I do think there are guys that are just so uncomfortable dating, you know, because they're so awkward. I just think she's still a hot ticket. You know, I see her with, I know the rumors never went anywhere with Scooter Braun and EJ, but you know, I kind of see her with a guy like that. I see her with a guy that maybe is like younger, but has money and is into like a little bit of an older gal. I just think she's Beverly Hills and Beverly Hills before she was Beverly Hills. I don't know. I think she's well-funded. I do. I think she's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have points, right? Like this is how it works.
I mean, I think she's broke like personally, but I think she's a woman that knows how to get things out of men. And that's a skill. And it's a skill.
It's a skill. And look, the paparazzi are loving her over there. So she's, you know, they keep posts. So she's, you know, she's enjoying her time there. And I mean, Erica's living her best life, guys. So, you know, there you go. I guess there's nothing more to be said about that. You know, who's also living their best life is our good friend, Heather Gay. We might have to save my Roni explosion for another day. I have really big news about the reboot. Should we talk about that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do the Heather Gay and then let's just go to Roni.
She bought that new house.
I like the house. You don't like it?
Okay. Well, design wise, no, I actually hate it. For me, really, I'm being serious. It's not my style at all. It's like Heather Gay's style on The Housewives of Salt Lake is one of my worst. Whitney's looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. Meredith rents her house, but it's probably the most on brand for my taste. And Lisa Barlow's is more my style than Heather's or Whitney's, but there's no furniture in it. Let me just clean this off. So,
okay, I get it. So $2.89 million, it is tacky inside.
Here's my point.
She's redoing it. Okay, keep going.
Again, I don't know what your finances are. I don't need to know your finances. You're in your third year. Yeah, that's disgusting. No, thank you. You're showing your picture. That's not my style. No, you're in your third year. I think it's horrible. She's in her third year, which means 320 at most. I would venture to say that Salt Lake, Dallas always says it. Potomac says this. I think Salt Lake probably is on the lower end of the pay scale. So let's just say you're making 300,000. Girl, it's your third year. Like, you know, is this house for a reason? She has a book. I know. I just got through saying, I don't think Housewives supposed to. Heather's not being paid tons of money for her book. It's horrible, Sarah. You don't need to keep showing your pictures. I just think, girl, slow down, girl.
Wait. You don't think the injection centers that she has make money? I think she's probably doing the best of all of them.
Okay.
I mean, I think we know Whitney Rose, right? Her hubby lost his job. He probably has another job. I think they're struggling. They put a lot of money into that beauty brand. I don't know where that's going. I don't know. I mean, you know, people probably do understand because they know they work for companies, but I mean, it takes a lot of money to launch these brands and everybody's in beauty. I mean, I feel for Whitney.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Injectables, people love injectables. They'll do a lot of injectables.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, she owns it. So yeah, she's okay. She's probably doing okay. All right. You know what, girl? Listen, as long as she can afford it.
I think
she's as she can afford it.
I like it.
Does everyone need to take a breath today? Listen, I can't tell you how stressed out I was all the time before I discovered Innovative Extracts. I mean, that shouldn't shock you, right? You listen to this podcast 5 days a week. I mean, do I seem like a calm person? Well, let me tell you, I am much, much calmer and much more relaxed and much better at work because of Innovative Extracts. Innovative Extracts offers a full lineup of CBD and THC products for everything. Anxiety, mood improvement, even pain, improved sleep. I sleep so much better now. If you need something to help take the edge off, look no further. They have gummies, creams, vapes. They even have these drops that you put under your tongue. They have a full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products, and they're legal and they don't require any medical card. So easy, and they ship to most states. And get this, right now they're giving 40%, which is crazy. What sponsor of ours gives 40% off? 40% off by using promo code VELVET. www.ie-cbd.com and get 40% off today by using the code VELVET at checkout. Gosh, do you really want me to get into this now? This Roni thing?
Yes, because Jenna Lyons, you know, of course, famously from J. Crew. I love her. I mean, she's just style icon. Just posted a video. I think they did a road trip. And she said it was the hardest and best trip she'd ever taken. I love her. I mean, I think she brings an element of class to it like Carol Radiswell did. Like, it's just a little elevation. I love.
Okay. Well, I've got so much to say about the whole reboot. This is what I can tell you. This is what I can tell you guys. Oh my God, where do I begin? So the contracts are out for Legacy. That's true.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do we know this? Like, unlike all these blind items that these other fucking blogs post that are false. The contracts are out and it's the usuals. Kelly, Jill, Dorinda, Luann, Sonia. Am I forgetting anyone? There are only five.
No, I don't think so.
Kelly, Jill, Dorinda,
Luann.
Sonia, and Luann. So there's five contracts that are out. These are the two things I'm going to say, okay? And I know all this for very reliable sources. Now Girls Trip, the rumor is for Girls Trip, you know, they got paid $250. Rumor is Girls Trip is testing through the roof on Peacock. Rumor is the salaries are like 200. Yeah, it's like 300 grand. So like Alex McCord, who we say never wants to go back on Housewives, and Carolyn Manzo, who doesn't want to go back on New Jersey, we're saying like they're getting like 300 grand for like a week or 10 days of vacation. Okay. Are you paying attention, Sarah?
Yes,
so that's a lot of money.
Yes.
Now, forget Jenna. No one cares about her. So the rumor is that these girls, that was rude. See, now I was rude to you. When all they say, I shouldn't say forget Jenna. I shouldn't say, you can look up whatever you want. But the rumor is, and this is from a very reliable source, that I don't even want to talk about this because I'm going to get in trouble. And I cannot say where are my sources, but the rumor is that these lit ladies are offered peanuts, actual peanuts for this Legacy show. Now,
Like less than 100 grand each to these Legacy.
Way less.
60 now, grand each for. Okay.
Well, my sources, listen, you never know, right? Unless you see something with your own eyes, you don't know. My sources have told me it's not everyone's offered the most. I think Luann is probably offered the most, maybe at 60. And I heard that the salaries, this is what I heard, go down to like 15,000.
No way. There's no way.
This is what I
want names of sources. Who is going to sign on for 50? Are they doing two episodes of Legacy?
Well,
is
that Sarah, all it is? Now, well, these are some good questions. Now let's break it down because I have another big bombshell to drop.
Okay.
I mean, imagine if you were like a Luann or a Sonia and you were making like 800 something, 900. It's like, and this is like, I mean, I don't know. You know, I tend to believe it because it's like, you have to, I mean, think about it. If someone offered you $15,000 to, like you just said, you signed a contract to sign your life away, you do, like, who is going to now say no? Now, someone is saying no, okay? So just give me a minute. What was I going to say? Who's going to say no to 15, 20? Is Kelly Bensimo not going to come back to Bravo to clear her name from Scary Island? Is Sonia, these are real questions. Is Sonia Morgan, I don't know how Sonia affords her life. Is she going to say no to any amount of money? Luann really has a real thing in life. That cat, Luann is, girl, I mean, it worked out. It worked out for Luann. you know, this cabaret makes money.
Cabaret.
Jill Zarin.
Okay. Yeah, keep going. Because I was going to say, look at, you know, Ashley Darby's now launching basically like a drag show. Kind of, I think, piggybacking.
Which on will never be Luann's cabaret. Ashley's like walking around and as like a paid talent. But Jill Zarin, listen, her mask business is like a real thing. It's a real thing. Like Jill Zarin makes money with Ali on the masks. Dorinda, you know, I think, look, Dorinda has money and she has Bluestone Manor and she has Bluestone Burr, but it's not like house. But Dorinda has, she's a woman of, you know, she inherited money from Richard Dorinda's. I'm just saying, but you know, fame you can't buy. Think about it. Like, this isn't like, you know, asking like Kyle Richards to come back. So my sources tell me that the salaries go from like 15-ish to like around 60. And one of these main women at this time is not signed. She basically told them that the money is so low. This isn't exclusive, Sarah. This is major. That this person is not, and Bravo is shocked. Shocked. And now they're trying to work it out. Because the thing
is, I mean, this is like insulting. I mean, I get, here we are, we're moving along.
You don't seem to think that's as shocking as I do, but the person who isn't signed is shocking. But now it's like, if you think about this particular person not coming, it's like Bravo needs the person. Bravo needs them.
Sonia is not coming. And good for Sonia. I mean,
No, it's not. It's not who you think. But I don't know. I tend to believe it. I tend to believe they were offered nothing. I tend to believe it. I think this is a sympathy show. I think it's like they're focusing, to your point, on what's her face? Fucking Jenna Lyons, to your point.
Yeah, because I have high hopes for that. I don't know. I mean, do we think there's even every month that goes by, do we think there's that much of a demand for a legacy show?
No. Which is why, and I rumor is they're starting to shoot in the spring. They're starting to shoot in the spring.
With this major person saying no, and Bravo allegedly shocked over this.
Well, and Bravo now saying, Bravo's apparently now saying, like, you can't say no. Like, we're going to get you more money. Like,
Okay. So I'm not that shocked that they're offered a very low amount. I'm really not. I mean, it.
Really? Because you just said you were like, are you not shocked? Like, I don't want to convince you. Or are you shocked? Because I'm not shocked. I am not shocked if this is true. And it's from a reliable source.
$15,000. I am shocked. I am shocked at that. That is like insulting. I mean, come on. That's crazy. That to me almost seems like they don't really even want to do a legacy show. So if they make such a low ball offer and everybody says no, they can get out of it. That's what that seems like. And like Andy can say, well, we tried. We couldn't come to a contract negotiation. And of course, because the price was so low. I mean, that seems so crazy. Now, am I surprised to hear like that the salaries are maybe 100 grand, 60 grand? I'm not because television is hard. Like, I mean, you know, most
why would it be so much lower than Girls Trip? I guess, well, Girls Trip is now a proven thing. It's proven. Like Peacock is like, it's testing well, I guess, because when you mash up all different franchises, it's different than people who are all on the same franchise, I guess. Really? Yeah, there is something a little more lower brow about it in terms of a network size, right? I don't know. I'm not that shocked. But here's the other thing too, with someone who's not signed yet. I still agree with my friend Carlos King, who was on my show, who says a housewife has never, ever turned down an offer. I believe that this person who has said no will 100%, I do believe Bravo will find some more money, however little it is, and that somehow this person, there's no way Legacy will be going on without this person. You will sign when they say cameras are starting to roll tomorrow. But I also think that, like, without Ramona, I think the biggest bargaining power goes to Luann and Jill. I mean, if you are not going to have Beth, listen, to me,
I know, no Bethany, when, no
when,
Ramona.
When you think of House, when you think of Roni, to me, just to me, without being biased, I think the main four players that you think of them first are Bethany, Countess Luann, Jill Zarin, and Ramona Singer. Now, you don't have two of those people already. There's no Ramona and there's no Bethany. I think Luann and Jill become the most necessary. And if one of those two is not going to do it, you better recall, you better think of some other name for this show. I think the show is going to come out and they change the name. I think the name Legacy is going to be changed because that implies a lot of things. And by the way, if all five of these people accept their lowball offers, who is six and who is possibly seven? I think you need Tinsley. The only name that then seems normal is Tinsley. I mean, look, we're going to go to Aviva. It's Heather Thompson, they're not going to. They're not going to Carol. We're now at Cindy Barshop, Jules Weinstein, and we have the word Legacy there.
Barbara,
friend of, is not going to be asked. Trust me. Barbara, and I mean this with all due respect. I'm being really honest.
Yeah.
I think Barbara would do it for $2,500. Have you seen her Instagrams? I'm not being mean. I gotta be honest. I know we love you. It's just, she would do it. I'm sorry. It's just be honest. Just please. Let's be honest here, guys. Please. God, I'm in a mood now. Please. Like just. I would do it for free. So I'm not trying to be rude to anyone. I don't know. This show is just, I mean, look, I think when it comes out, it could be great. It could be great. Right. And to be honest with you, I think Luann and Sonia's show, this Simple Life show, Welcome to Crappy Lake. I think the success or failure of that will tell us if there's an audience for this Roni Legacy. I know everybody listening is like, oh, there's an audience. I don't know. I mean, I really think it's just sad. Like, how do you say you're Sonia, just say you're Sonia and you were making, just say 700,000. Now you're offered like say 50 grand. You're going to take it, but man, it's over. It's over. Like the well has the
entertainment
well
business. Do you watch the HBO show Hacks?
No.
The guy that we were sitting next to at Craig's. It's based on exactly what Sonia and Luann are going through. Jean Smart is like a comic and she had her heyday and she was making tons of money. And now she's like, she can't even get on the strip in Vegas. And it's like all the drama around that. And that's our business though. It's like when it's hot, it's why, in a way, this kind of cycle of seeing Erica Jane and these people, like they spend all this money. They really don't have any of the money, it's very sad. Like that's what it took for them to make it, because you really have a small window where you make a lot of money. And to be honest, to keep that money, you have to live pretty modestly. Like, don't you? I mean, you do very well. I do okay. I've been in radio jobs where I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It sounds like a lot, but if you really want to keep that money, you cannot spend it. And I think people become famous. They think it's never going to end. They think it's always going to be this gravy train because everywhere they go, they're getting free things and all this stuff. And they keep living this lavish life. And I'm not shocked. I mean, I hope Sonia and Luann are not taking this like so mentally hard. I mean, just keep going because there's still hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to make, which is a great income, but it's not the heyday anymore.
It's not. And it's like, you got to just get over it. It has to be hard for all of them. Ramona to see the Jenna Lyons posting a video where it's a bunch of women that are in their 30s and early 40s, and they're being rolled out as the future of the house that you built. That is the business, right? It's the business.
It is the business.
It still has to be hard. Look, I just think I go back to like when you look at life after Housewives, and I say to people, Rinna is going to be okay. And you can argue all day you want. Rinna really has something. She has something. It's a, she's not Nicole Kidman, but she does have. And Luann, I mean, how she got there is not the point. Her cabaret is a real, like, girl is gonna be okay. That really makes money. It's a real job. You want to know why every word out of Luann's mouth is you want to know why every word out of her mouth is cabaret? Every word out of my mouth would be cabaret. And she's making money. And so she, like, look, it's just, I had a company that I sold that has nothing to do with this podcast. It was back. So we all just have something happen in life that you're like, thank God. It's not how you got here. It's like, thank God. So I think Luann feels like, you know, I'm going to be okay.
Know, it's an art in life. It's not easy, but it's like that old saying, you have to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them. And, you know, like you just, and then there's like some other saying, I can't even remember.
And when like Luann said, I'm going to mention the cabaret and I'm going to go kiss the poster and everything. And Bethany's going to say, life is not a cabaret. Luann is just like, she played job well played, Lou. Job well played.
Oh, Lou.
And don't get me wrong, it's very good and she works really fucking hard at it and it's a real thing. But like I've always said this about my own success with my own company that I sold. Luck has something to do with it. Like I can't, people are like, you sell yourself short. Yeah, I work like a dog and I knew what I was doing, but like, no, timing had a lot to do with it. So it's saying, it doesn't matter why Luann's cabaret is a thing that can take her into her retirement. It just is. So she'll be okay. But like, I don't know. It just breaks my heart when I hear this, that these salaries were what they were. That's all. And I do think people are going to be on it.
It's coming for us too, right? It's like save our coins because when we're 60, you know, there's going to be a whole new breed of little podcasters and you and I, they're going to be, you know, the hundreds of thousands of dollars we were getting, they're going to want us both for 50K. And, you know, it's like, are we going to put on our wigs and head out there for 50,000? You're fucking damn right we are. Like we'll take
everyone here who leaves me all these great comments. And you know what? It's like we say we don't care about the bad comments, which we don't. It's the same thing. Look, I love the good comments. Please keep leaving them, but that doesn't, you know, I don't get off on it. It's not like, oh, I'm so popular and I'm so wonderful and I'm so like, everyone loves me. Oh my God, look at all these good comments. It's like, I like the good comments because of the work, right? Like it's all about the work.
Keep yes, you're down. So good at the work. And believe me, everyone, he calls me, we talk daily. And I mean, he's a tortured soul when it comes to this work. Like, I mean, I go and hang out with my son and play trucks and cars. David Yontif is like, I mean, just absolutely detailing every, I mean, it's why you are so good and why I love working with you because I'll never be that detailed. So I admire you so much. Like I have adult ADD and you are.
You
so
do, fun. But that's okay. I have things too. I have things.
Oh, like what?
Well, I mean, I'm still shooting myself up with these shots and I'm like getting ready to throw up every 5 minutes. Kyle Richards, come out, girl, wherever you are.
Oh, just admit it. What's your take on it? Do you think she's doing Ozempic or not? She says no.
She doubles down. I mean, then what is she doing? That's all. What is she doing?
You don't think it's old-fashioned working out and eating chicken breasts and broccoli at night?
No. not when you live here. I mean, I'm in LA now, girl, for the winter. No, like every... Okay, get this. I was at the Grill in Beverly Hills on Saturday night and we're talking, we meet these people and this one guy is like, and then my friend, I met up with one of my friends, I haven't seen him forever. And he's like, holy shit, you lost so much weight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, and then like this other random person that we're not even speaking to is like, oh, well, like if you lost like a ton of weight, it's obviously like, you know, you're doing the shot. Like, I'm like, yeah, of course I am. Duh. So it's like, this is just a random person at a Beverly Hills bar is like, oh, cause he like, I hate to eavesdrop and blah, blah, blah. But if you're telling me this person, you just lost like, oh, this 27 pounds. Like if you're obviously doing your shots, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, I just got approved for mine, girl. And like, how much do you pay for yours? And so it's like, it's not, no, there's nobody in this town that's look, you lose 5 pounds. Sure. Chicken breast, lettuce, steamed broccoli. Yes, yes. Not when it's like a drastic weight loss. So no, I think I don't know. Oh, and by the way, I know for a fact Kyle's doing it. Cause I think I said this before, Nick, now that I'm paying attention. Oh God, I always get in trouble. Someone in her inner camp told someone that I know very well. So someone that, let's just say, works for Kyle, truly, it's someone that works for her, told someone that I know very well that Kyle, now who knows if this person that supposedly works for her who knows if this is true, but they told like that they're working with her, like say she's getting her hair done and she's like, I have to go lay down. I feel sick from the Ozempic. And then she lays down for 15 minutes and that really is what it is. And then she comes back and then she's in makeup and then she's like, so this could be a
Aren't
housekeeper.
Afraid of lying. Aren't they afraid of lying? It's like, I think there's this like ongoing thing with Kim Kardashian not admitting to plastic surgery. Aren't they so, I don't know. I could not lie to millions of people about my weight loss. You think they just, it's nobody's business. It's a medical procedure. So the doctors obviously are never going to out you. So
the doctors will never, because I even referred a ton of people, because people that listen to this slip into my DMs, they all want my person. So I've referred a lot of people. Mind you, this isn't like a back alley. You need a blood test. You need a consult. You could have it online. Just DM me and I'll hook you up with my girl. But I said to my girl, oh, hey, like I heard so-and-so, you know, like these ones I referred, they started. And she said, you know, you understand, I can neither confirm nor deny that for HIPAA. And I'm like, oh, fuck, you're right. You know, I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I don't need you to, because like I referred this person and I, you know, they told me they started. But, you know, so yeah, the doctors will never tell. That's for damn sure. But I don't understand. It's the same thing like Melissa Gorga, girl. I don't know why you said, you know, you came on and Teresa knew, because now it's like 13 seasons later and we all find out you were lying. Nose jobs, girl, you had four or whatever. Like, I don't know. I think it always catches up. I really advise. Just admit it right away, admit what it is. I don't understand. I mean, I think it's that, you know, people are going to come for you.
They don't want the backlash. Exactly.
They're going to say there's such a shortage because this drug was initially approved for diabetes. Yes. And here are all these people that can't get it. And they have diabetes and you selfish. First of all, you don't know how I got this prescribed. I might have diabetes. That's really not your business. All I know is I'm doing these shots. The rest of it, you don't need to know about. So the backlash, bring it on, because I mean, you don't know. But I mean, listen, I got a nasty DM recently that I'm the devil and her daughter and this. Yeah, I mean, like whatever, but you don't know what my story is. So I guess that's it. I guess that it's backlash. If Kyle admitted it, her backlash would be way more than mine.
10 times what? Yeah, right.
So, but you're getting back, girl, you're getting the backlash. Now everyone's calling you a fucking liar. No, Kyle is doing it. And I know it from the story, but even so, it's just, shit is what it is. So girl, just admit it. I don't like liars, Sarah.
So much good tea. You know, and next episode we have to talk about, you know, I'm thinking and sending good vibes to Teddy, our girl, Teddy. The poor woman has had so many skincare cancer.
Oh, she had something else happen too.
Yeah, she found a lump on her neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, it's all fair on this podcast. And truly, I don't know how you feel, but I try to talk as a fan, as I'm not a journalist, as a fan, as a entertainment host for 100 years, a little behind the scenes I try to give. And I try to, I love every single person that goes on television, even though we have criticisms of them, because it's not easy to put your life out there. And just like we talked about in contracts, you're signing away your rights. So you're probably a wonderful person that's being edited for a certain way, right? So I love every single person. And obviously we've had hot takes about Teddy on this show, but truly when it comes to people's health, like she's a mother, she's a wife, she's a daughter. Like I just pray everything is good. And to see these big chunks of skin that have been taken out of her back because of melanoma, it's very serious. It seems like she's catching it very early because they're on it often, but I just hope everything is okay with her. And I think, you know, calling a truce, but I love, you know, sending her love and
yeah, healing prayers and vibes. I mean, I don't wish health problems on anyone. Ever. Like really, because that's really all that matters. So I didn't realize she had something new. So, I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, if she keeps finding these and I mean, look, and I mean, she's doing stuff that I should probably be doing. Like I don't go and get, you know, tested. And so good for her for like keeping up with it. Right. I'm looking right now. Yeah.
To our point, you know, the comments, the cruel comments that people make to her, you know, it's your own, you know, Teddy posts some of them and it's awful. People are like, oh, this is what you get for sitting in the sun all these years. You know, it's like, how do you guys even fucking know? I mean, did she admit that? Like, why?
No, I don't think she admitted that. No.
And you know, oh my God. I mean,
listen, your life changes the day that you have real health problems, right? Like then none of this, I already believe that. So that's why I don't care about bad comments and all this. This is all just bullshit. You know what I mean? So I don't get upset or really, like I don't have highs and lows in life. I really don't. It's just all life is great until I have a health problem. So Yeah, I mean, no one deserves this type of stuff. That's really, I mean, to say you sat in the, I mean, I'm looking to say that you sat in the sun and you deserve this. I mean, Jesus, that's,
yeah, it's awful.
Nobody deserves that. And we're all capable of like today being our last, this might be my last day on earth. I hope not.
We're going to be broadcasting down in the villages together.
I hope so.
Doing a podcast. Absolutely. Getting an STD from all those people and doing mushrooms. So don't say it.
I hope you are right. I hope so.
No one wants to live till over 90. It's no one cares. You don't have friends. You can't hear anything. People just wheel you around and they prop you up and they go, oh, how
80 something is good.
88 is like the ideal number. And then after 90, they always ask you, how do you live this long? Everybody wants to say over 90. I want to die because none of my friends, my spouse is dead. But they can't say it. So they go, oh, I have a beer a day and a hot dog.
This world is very cruel to old people. They're like not seen. You ever notice like the old person walking down the street? I mean, like, I'm not even, it's like, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's like, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I'm going to wear like bikini tops and just like do stupid stuff to get attention. I'm going to be such an attention whore like at 90. And I don't know. You know what I mean?
I love older people, but people forget about them. And then like they go and like no one visits. It's really like, I'm not even being obnoxious. I'm being the opposite. It's horrible. You know, although when I was at the Grill in Beverly Hills on Saturday night, that's an older crowd. So like I'm like a little bit like a Josh Flack. Like I love like the old, listen, I'm not a snob with age. I'm a snob with other things. So if you're older,
if you're older
and you have like millions and millions and millions of dollars, I love you, girl. Let's go have a drink and let's be drunk at like 10 a.m. So
oh, but come on, you've sucked old balls. It's awful. They're gray hairs down there. It's not fun.
Yeah, I don't.
Something to my husband. Like I love my husband on such a deep level. Like I'll, you know.
I think you could find something attractive about someone, no matter what, young or old. I don't know. That's my PSA for like having sex with older people. Like, let's just leave it at that. Like, I just feel. Listen, I like, you know, just money. Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank told me it's okay if I love money. Okay, because he does too.
I have a 10-5 rule. 10 years. I have a 10-5. 10 years older, 5 years younger. That's it.
Oh, well, a lot of people have that. I don't have that. I have like, I don't know, way many years younger and many years older. Just be legal. We can go young or we can go really old. I don't give a fuck. Just
be legal.
Just look a certain way and don't upset me. Okay. Anyway, we're going to follow you. We have so much to get to next time. We're going to just keep it on a list.
The celebrity that's mad at me. We had that to get to.
We'll talk about my past with Tori Spelling now.
We have a huge Jen Shah related guest that we need to discuss.
Which will be out by the time everyone hears this. So like we have a lot.
God, we have to break that down.
We have to break this down. All right, listen, keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. I hope everyone loves us and hates us and just everything. And just positive vibes, guys. Let's have a positive day today. You know, let's all be happy and nice to each other.
We can't say that when we shit on everyone and then we go positive vibes. You can't be yourself.
Okay. Be yourself and be honest. Be honest. We called out Erica and Rinna. Bravo. You're having a great time. We say happy things sometimes.
Be yourself. Be confident in your own decisions. And guess what? You can like and dislike things. You don't have to love everything in this world, including us. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Okay. Keep in touch, girl. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.